Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Now I'm joined by my infamous co-host, Mr. J.
What's and good, people? What's good?
And we want to sing a song for you.
And Jay, oh, man, you in a singing mood tonight. What's going on with you, man?
Oh, I'm good. As a matter of fact, I want y'all to hit me up. Well, hit us 347-826-7435. That call-in number is what?
347-826-7435.
And of course, as promised, if you go to the Smooth Drama show page on Facebook, I am doing the show Commando, and I have posted my Commando pick. I am standing at attention for you all. I'm
ladies,
saluting you.
He posted the picture. He is true. We are live right now. Yes, he posted the picture. He is Commando. He is in the studio right now. Commando. I had to disinfect everything, spray everything down because I'm just, you know, that was his call. So I'm just letting y'all know that, I'm just letting you know in advance he is Commando, and he's probably going to be this way for the whole hour. So if Thursday when you turn on the show and he's sick, you'll understand why. But go ahead.
Wow. Me Commando gets everybody sick. That's what you're trying to say?
Hey.
Anyway.
I respect the fact that you're a man of your word. You said you was going to do it.
It's too late.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you want to join me, feel free to post your Commando picture on the Smooth Drama page. Or if you're a little shy, you want to email us, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I already know what Mr. J is going to say. Well, you can hit me up on my personal if you want to.
Well, damn, I mean, now that you put it that way, all I'm saying is normally when I give out my – no, hear me out. When I give out my Facebook information, it's normally in the situation where I've said some things that people may not agree with, and if they want to – debate me, hey. Or if it's a situation where, like you said, if you don't feel comfortable posting your pictures or whatever and you want to do it anonymously, then inbox me. I'll do it for you. That's all I'm saying.
Ain't he nice, y'all. He offers to look at your pictures all by his lonesome.
Well, I have to scan the picture first and make sure that it's, presentable, for posting. You just don't want to put any old thing up in there, So, I mean, like I always say, I'm doing my civic duty. That's all. So what we got going on tonight, man? What's going on?
Well, first and foremost, did you hear that loud sign last night? It was like a big thud all around the nation. When Steph Curry dropped that 40 points, everybody in San Antonio, Oklahoma City, and Cleveland is all.
You know what? I mean, because we don't normally do the sports segment so early, but I'm just going to say this about Mr. Curry. Even when they claim, the sports insiders, he's doubtful for this game and all that, I'm just going to say, I don't know what this, how he rehabbed so fast, or really if his injury is as bad as they claim it, they say it is. But honestly, up until this point, no team has truly had an answer for him. And then even when he's not on his A game, you still got to respond to his, his co-conspirator. So
yeah.
What I'm saying is that, last year it was truly the Steph Curry show, but this year, it's Golden State starring, Steph Curry. But it's an all-around team effort.
Yeah. It's their time of the loo. Unfortunately, the people in Cleveland and you know, people back. I'm not gonna say that you totally have an East Coast bias. I would never accuse you of that.
But I don't. I really don't. But go ahead.
I know. But most people, most of them say Cleveland's playing so well. They're beating those scrubs really, really easy. Yeah.
No, I'll say this. I'm true. You know, I would love to see, you know, Golden State, you know, go for two. You know, I truly would love to see them do it, because just in general, out of all the teams out there, this is one of those stories that, you know, it makes for good, you know, makes for good conversation all the way around. Cleveland, I mean, yeah, for years they've had D-Man. He was there. He left. He came back. I'm still honestly not convinced. On the East Coast, if I, like, right now, if you look at it.
If you look at it, what?
Neither Cleveland or Miami have really proven to me that they deserve to go to the, you know, to the championship. And I'm just being real honest with you.
When Whiteside went down the other day, that was it. And plus, them and Toronto have combined for four of the dullest basketball games that went into overtime in the history of basketball. I mean, I'm like,
well, number one is Toronto, but, you know, anyway.
It ain't about Toronto. It's both of them together. I mean, they're like even. Every game is going into overtime.
Yeah, that's
like, damn.
That's my point.
It's like, I'm watching paint dry. Like, I don't even want to talk about them no more, because just talking about them make my ass hurt.
All right, see, now that's TMI. Let's just move right along, because you're talking about your body parts, which I really don't want to know about. But by the way, ladies, he's Commando tonight. So.
Yeah, he's Commando tonight. Anyway.
You know what? I'm going to give you a new name. I'm going to give you a new name.
I don't want it.
You know what your name is for the rest of the show?
No.
Chocolate Love.
Chocolate Love.
Chocolate Love, yeah. So talk to me, Chocolate. What's going on? What's going on in the world today?
Anyway, Derek Fisher, man. Did you see what he did? He just...
I thought we were going to leave that for the sports segment.
No, I did. It ain't sports. This dude.
Oh, with the tweet about the Mother's Day thing?
The Mother's Day Instagram.
He didn't do that. She put that out there.
I'm just saying. Come on. You got, hey.
Look, man. Look. If we sat here all night and discussed the dumbness that's going on, the stupidity between him, what's his face, and that chick. I mean, we have, you know, and Derek Fisher, he has a family. Nobody, you know. I mean, I don't even know what to say about that anymore. It's like, okay, there's stupidity going all around. Everybody involved in that whole situation is stupid, plain and simple. But that's the world we live in. It's social media. And, you know, oh, well, there's a backstory. I don't care. I really don't care. You know, it's
okay.
Got, you know, really, I mean, I don't. I don't care about it. Because these are grown ass people, and they're all just looking for attention. That's
I guess.
And then the chick involved, like, why would you even put a post out there, a tweet, whatever you did, with this other man's kids and the man that you're cheating with? Though you're no longer with, you know, the father of your children, why would you do that, knowing that this man also has a family and he's trying to deal with that situation?
Well, you know why. I mean, because she's a reality star and nobody's checking for her, so she got to do something.
Got to make that money somehow to be relevant, you know. Just move right along. Let's move right along, because, you know, we don't waste the whole show on that. No, we're not going to do that today.
That's very important to you. Very important. Chicken.
Uh-oh.
I'm not being stereotypical, but you know Kentucky Fried Chicken is selling edible nail polish.
I heard about that. And somewhere over in Asia or somewhere like that.
Hong Kong, baby. Hong Kong.
Yeah,
food.
See.
Number one.
See, I don't even know where to begin. Okay. No, for real. Okay. It's one thing, you know, I mean, I know KFC is all over, you know, so it's worldwide. It's a global brand. I get that.
It's lickable.
I'm just really, man, I'm trying to understand who the marketing person, who was the idea person that came up with this gimmick, edible nail polish.
Wow.
And you put that together with.
Wait, hold up.
You're putting that together with fried chicken. I'm not, that's not, you know, I'm not even understanding the you know, where is the, you know, where's the commonality in that? What?
Come on, man, you don't see it? It's like,
no.
You know black folks, you try it out in Asia. You
Dude,
know black
this is over in Asia. This is China.
Right, but you know black folks like chicken, so you create the buzz over in Asia. You say, like, oh, man, it's the new craze. Because, you know, it take that, you know, finger licking good and sucking toes to the next level. Like, girl, you got to make sure you have that edible KFC toe polish.
So then, okay, if we're going to go all the way stereotype with this, you're putting some hot sauce on that too? Does this edible nail polish have a flavor?
That's
the only flavor I can think of is like either barbecue sauce or hot sauce.
That's phase two.
All right, now that we've done lost half our listening audience over this one, but okay.
No, because there are two flavors, hot and spicy and original.
You do realize that in reality, white folks eat more fried chicken than black folks.
What, you do know that, right? What that got to do with it?
Well, you said, you know, black folks like fried chicken. White folks eat just as much of it.
I'm just saying. But, you know, I'm talking about finger licking good. You know, it's like you can eat the chicken.
Man, have you had KFC in the last 5 years? Exactly my point. That's not even chicken anymore.
Okay.
That's GMO flavored, you know, whatever. That's all that is. It's not even real chicken.
No, because when we talk about the ladies get their hair and their nails done, and then they get the toes done, and bam.
Here you go. You know, you're trying to tie this all together, aren't you? I see your point. I see where you're going with this. And ladies,
who does the
three,
nails?
Four, 347-826-7435. Call in and speak with him directly. Don't talk to me about talk to him. Chocolate Love, that's his name.
Who does the nails? You know, they go to the Asian shop, right? They go to the Asian shop. It's already from Hong Kong. I've got something special. I mean, I ain't trying to stereotype.
How many black folks is in Hong Kong?
No, see, it starts in Hong Kong, and then
the trend is going to come this way.
They send it to all the shops in America, and bam, what you got? You got all the shops in America. The nail polish that they got in there now is going to be gone.
So you're saying next up will be KFC spots with drive-through nail shops that offer hot sauce flavored edible nail polish?
Exactly.
With your 6-piece.
That one dude on TV, like, man, look, my girl, she got that finger-licking good nail polish, and I can't get enough. Love that, chick.
Okay, where is the timer on this segment? Because, yeah, this one's going way over on this. Okay, you've reached the all-time high with this one. Yeah, okay.
We're gonna move on from that.
Thank you.
The whispers have started. You know what the whispers are?
I'm thinking of the singing group, but I know you're going somewhere different with it. But go ahead.
Prince is my baby. Prince hit my mama. Prince fucked my mama. No.
Oh,
Prince
yeah. Those claims. Yeah, I read that too. Those claims are already coming in all over the place. You know, he's the father. He's my baby daddy. And right. Yeah, okay.
Prince fucked my mama. No. Prince fucked my mama.
Well, you know his body was cremated, so it's going to be, you know, unless one of his siblings, his sister, or somebody's going to come forward and give, you know, a partial DNA or however they do it, there's no way of telling. Do I believe the rumors? No. I believe the only child that he had was the one that he lost with Mai Tai, you know, years ago.
Well, I mean, Carlin Q. Williams from Kansas City, he done came out like, yo, check it out, son. I am Prince's son. I'm the prince.
Mm.
You don't believe that?
Yeah, okay.
Hey, it just got started.
It's like all these other things, you know. I remember years ago, when Tupac was, murdered. Soon, like maybe a couple of months after he was murdered, the rumors started coming out, oh, he got kids here. This chick is the mother of his child and this here. And even, God rest his soul, Afeni Shakur, she sat back and said, well, if you are my, if you are my grandchild or whatever, well, let's see. Let's go get blood tests. And soon those rumors was just like, oops.
Well, yeah.
They go away just as fast as they come. So my point is, with this rumor, just like the rumors of him being a drug, drug addicted and all that, why do they all of a sudden come out when you're dead? Why not when you're alive, when the person's alive?
Well, because he would show up with the gangster dudes that he rolled with and beat your ass. That's why.
Well, that's true too. But my whole point to that rumor there about all these he's got kids, all these people claiming he's the father of their child or whatever. I mean, to me, it's a little bit in poor taste. I mean, for that female out there that truly may have had an incident with Prince, whenever. Why?
You gonna talk about taste? These folks ain't worried about taste. Taste ain't got nothing to do. They trying to get paid. And on that note, like you said, the time is up. So I'm gonna go and get my commando dance on.
You got Facebook has video live, so Chocolate Love, why don't you take us out of here, whatever song you pick, and videotape this little, your little dance and post it,
I'm not gonna do that today, but if I get enough requests that say, hey, you should do a video, I'll do it.
Alright, you heard it here first, folks. Chocolate Love is putting himself out there.
You can stop calling me Chocolate Love. Anyway,
no, you are not smooth tonight. You are Chocolate Love. That is your name.
This is the homie, Kylie. Pedal to the floor.
I'm bearing my soul, flowing for more than your amusement. And all eyes deep, this is honestly the realest I'ma be. So expect a little more than just a comedy. Let's get it started, fire in the hole. Gunfire, it's a goal. Run tide when it's fun, sun wide and it's strong. Baby fiending for the bottle like a drunk bum. Fiending for a hollow cup of liquor, he just swallowed it and gone. So it's money on my mental, I gotta feed the fam. Got a 9-to-5, popping on aluminum cans. Side hustle just to make an extra dollar and a half. Money gone soon as I get it, so I gotta make it last. Ain't fast, or I left this freeway on a tilt. Now they move in my direction, a delay on the field. The way I was built, swerving on the 110 south. With my people staying together like Oscar the Grouch. I'm going to the pedal, and the pedal to the flow. Got my hands on the wheel, hitting corners on the floor. Can't stop, won't stop, that's the motto where we go. Like a race car driver on the road. I put my foot to the pedal, and the pedal to the flow. Got my hands on the wheel. Corners on the floor, can't stop, won't stop. That's the motto where we go, like a race car driver on the road. Yeah, a killer on the track, that's proven. Never mind a high rhyme, I'm generating a movement. My generation moving. The homie Blaine said this is grown man music. We here to improve it. I know I'm alive while you're in the gas pedal, about to spark. The triple 20s when you shooting darts. Maybe not the obvious pick. These day Blaine tricks catch a dang fade. Laid up quick, I put my money where my mouth is. I'm about this, keep it real. You the type to talk tough, call the flashes and squeal. I know the deal, suckers are lame. I had to throw the signal on and get up out of that lane. I'm on that dirty fish tank crap with no filter. Straight to the mic for the soul. Got your eardrums live with a blow. For the cash like a sash in a bowl. A maniac with the flow. It's Jack Torrance with an axe. I walk to the pedal and the pedal to the flow. Got my hands on the wheel.
cutting corners on a floor. Can't stop, won't stop. That's the motto where we go. Like a race car driver on the road. I put my foot to the pedal with the pedal to the flow. Got my hands on the wheel, cutting corners on the floor. Can't stop, won't stop. That's the motto where we go. Like a race car driver on the road. Trying to put my city on the map. My committee in this rap. Really on the verge, making a break. I've been known to keep it gritty with collabs. Hit me for a 16, I murdered the scene. You made a mistake. Listen, homie, I'm a rider and a real. Recognized by the fake. It's only phony saying on me. Always changing their stories. Won't let it faze me. That's word to the family that raised me. Hopped in walls and backyards while the horse chase me. This shit boy putting on records like he a needle. They falling out of the track like fat in the chick speedos. I phase on board. Blaze your joints to store to see me steal your limelight and put it in my corona. I'm talking long haul, I know it's been a minute. In fact, I'm probably finished with a man of many hats. I'm back, peace to uptown. Speed in 2013, what's up now? You missing them for you, we blowing cups out. I want my foot to the pedal and the pedal to the flow. Got my hands on the wheel, hitting corners on the floor. Can't stop, won't stop, that's the motto where we go. Like a race car driver on the road. I put my foot to the pedal and the pedal to the flow. Got my hands on the wheel, hitting corners on the floor. Can't stop, won't stop, that's the motto where we go. Like a race car driver on the road.
Together you've got to move, drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Yeah, that was the homie, Kali. Pedal to the floor.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I got to give a shout out. My main man, Black Steel, is in the house. What's up, man? Other than that, I'm good.
I noticed, you know, while we were on the break there, I, you know, had to check the page right quick. And you have three people who are encouraging you. You know, three people hit the page or hit your picture, shall I say. Ladies, he is definitely doing the commando tonight, you know, and again, everything has been sprayed and disinfected, so, you know, he's only allowed to sit in certain areas, you know, so.
Yeah, okay.
So, Chocolate, tell me, is it cold? Are you cold?
No, I'm actually pretty warm.
Pretty good, okay, just, you know, just checking, you know, just want to make sure you're all right over there.
Yeah. I'm pretty good, man.
Don't come from behind the table. Just stay where you are. You know, just you're good right there. I'm just saying. You know, just stay where you are. If you need anything, point it out. We'll get it.
I'll be all right. Anyway,
I know you will. You know,
but
you know, I didn't know we was having that kind of show, like literally. But okay, now that it's going down, you know.
All right, and I wanted y'all to see I've been working out a little bit. It's a little bit. So it's
that's
like,
why they call you Chocolate Love, you know?
Anyway. if you
agree, ladies, 347-826-7435, let's hear your comments.
Anyway, so moving on, we're going to go to our drug of the week.
Here we go.
Yes. The drug of the week is Xarelto. What's Xarelto do? Xarelto is a blood thinner. But you know all them people out there with that thick blood. You need your blood thinned out. Xarelto is
I'm sure that it's... Oh, go ahead. You tell us what it does first, and then, you know, I'll chime in. But go ahead.
Well, supposedly, Xarelto is a prescription medicine used to reduce the risk of stroking blood clots in people with atrial fibrillation, not caused by a heart valve problem.
Okay.
Yeah. Only thing is, if you take Xarelto, your risk of stroke is 5 times higher.
Well, okay, before you go any further, I can chime in on this because, you know, I did have a minor stroke, you know, some time back. I can tell you what they're not telling you is that if you're on, like, if you're taking it on a continual basis, but you have to be in a situation where, when I mean continue, I mean like a daily basis of a certain dosage every day. For most people who may, you know, may or may, or for most people who have had to take that drug, most cases they're only taking it basically for anywhere between a few days to a few weeks because doctors already know the side effects, and it's only until that they can switch them over to something,
yeah,
you know, less potent.
But see, that's
effective.
They say, and to talk about your point, they say you have to consult. You can't just stop. You have to consult your doctor first before you stop.
Right.
Or you increase your risk of stroke. Now, the side effects. You know, of course, I love talking about these side effects. Nosebleed, that happen often. Unusual bleeding from gums. That makes for some good kissing, right? Menstrual bleeding that is heavier than normal, or vaginal bleeding. Bleeding
mm-hmm.
that is severe that you cannot control. Red, pink, or brown urine. Bright red or black stools look like tar. Cough up blood or blood clots. Vomit blood or your vomit looks like coffee grounds. Pain, swelling, or drainage at wound sites. Headaches, feeling dizzy, or weak. Yeah.
That's all that, I mean, it sounds worse than, you know, it sounds worse when you read about it, but the reality is that, yeah, all those symptoms, you know, all those side effects can happen. But again, and I'm not pro or con on this, my whole thing is because I see it from a different point, you know, different perspective, because I was one that had to, you know, use it for a quick minute. The bottom line is, with any of these drugs, and we're just talking about, like, you know, in particular about blood thinners, those side effects are direct, you know, it's like they work. I mean, the pill works, you know, that drug works, but it works too well to the point where it puts you in more danger than prior to, you know, you taking the pill. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it works to the point, like, okay, it's unclogged wherever, you know, wherever the artery was clogged, but then it gets to a point where it goes into overdrive, and the very thing that it was supposed to fix, it's causing more problems now.
Right.
Because it worked too well. But, of course, because it's a pill that has to be approved by the FDA, they don't want to tell you all that. Why? Because then you won't take it, and the drug makers won't make money on it.
No. No, that's not why we talk about that, is it? Is that why we talk about
this? I just thought I'd put it out there for those who may have, you know, may not know, you know. Because we always say that the cure isn't in the money's in the disease, not in the cure or whatever.
Yeah, the money's in the re-up. The money is not in the cure. Yeah.
Because think about it. Anything out there that can be cured, most of these pharmaceutical companies would be bankrupt, because if you could take a pill that's going to fix that ailment, then once you're done taking that pill because you're fine, there's no reason for you to take it anymore. Then who are they going to sell it to?
Ghostbusters.
Yeah, then there you go, the Ghostbusters. Got a funny story about that, but we'll save that for another time. But anyway.
You got a funny story about Ghostbusters? You out there hunting ghosts? Because you ain't afraid
of them? No. I mean, we can change up for just, you know, I ain't afraid of no ghosts, but if we could just change up for a quick minute, you know that they're shooting the, well, they might have finished by now, but they're making the female version of Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Yeah.
And a couple of months back when they were shooting over here in the city, over in New York, I saw, like, you know, I saw the area where they were shooting, and one day I happen to, I can't remember the sister's name, but the sister that is the black comedian, the female from Saturday Night Live, she's got a part in it.
Yeah, I know. He's the comic relief.
I'm just going to say, yeah. I mean, you got to see. I mean, it's not even a funny story. It's just, you just got to see her. You got to see the outfit she had on. And just if you recognize her from her work, yeah, she fits perfect for that character. She's perfect.
Okay. I don't think that I'm going to be going to see it, though.
Well, did you see the movie, did you see the movie Top 5 with Chris Rock? You know, his movie, Top 5?
Yeah.
She was
yes.
in that.
On that movie. Yes, I know. That's a great movie.
Yeah. Yeah. She's,
Ghostbusters
yeah.
could be a great movie.
I don't think I'm going to go see it, but, you know, because even when the first, you know, when the original came out, I was like, eh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
it was funny, but it wasn't like, ooh, you know, oh my God, you know, I got to see this movie again now.
And,
but anyway, let's get back listening before we digress any further.
Her name is Big Les, Leslie Jones. So,
yeah,
I'm still not watching it. I'll be okay. Eventually, it'll come on.
It'll hit, you know, pay-per-view and, you know, all the, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not paying for it.
It'll hit Hulu and Netflix and everything else, yeah. It'll be in Walmart dollar bin before you know it, but, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, before we digress any further, so what else is going on, Topper?
Arkansas. What you know about Arkansas, your favorite place to be?
Yeah, okay. Little Rock and Bill Clinton, that's all I know.
Well, there's a judge. In Arkansas, who they have obtained up to 4,600 photos of men, some identified as defendants, who are shown naked after an apparent paddling or other sex acts. What the judge had been doing is he had been coercing defendants into spankings and sex acts. If they allowed him to do that, then, hey, I'll reduce your sentence.
So let's just throw him under the jail and give him some time.
Yeah. I don't think that he's going to go to real jail, but yeah.
Well, no, but at the same time, you know, let's just call it what it is. You know me, I'm going to throw the race card out there. Old white man, you know, come on now, who's got some other issues. And
okay.
Because he wore that robe, he had the power to do what he wanted, and this is how he used his power.
Yep, that ain't had nothing to do with it.
And then, more than likely, there had to be at least some others like that work within the system that were aware of what he was doing but just chose not to say anything, either because they were afraid of him or maybe because they were, you know, partaking in it as well.
Been a part of it.
Yeah.
You know, have a whole
so
sector.
Why am I not surprised about any of it? And if he gets off, even if he gets a slap on the wrist or maybe forced to retire early, you know, okay, I'm not surprised.
Hundreds of witnesses since last August.
But did he lose his job yet? Has he been forced to step down? Have they disciplined him? No.
No. There's no proof.
Again, no, the proof is there. The proof has been there. Somebody's got the proof, but they made the proof disappear.
Well, hold on. But for the record, he did resign. And
okay. Yeah, that was a back office deal. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, but resigning, I think he still will get his pension and all
full
that.
Full pension? Oh, yeah, probably like $100,000 a year, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all the victims, what do they get? Nothing. Yeah. I mean,
well,
I feel sorry for the men that were put in that situation, but.
I'm sure they'll try, but see, what'll happen is this. You're going to have that mad flood of people trying to get the restitution, and the folks who actually didn't have anything happen to them who come forward are going to mess it up for the folks who actually had to go through it.
Well, yeah, but you also, I mean, but look at it this way. By the time they make any settlement or figure out, you know, sort out those who are deserving of whatever should come their way and those who aren't deserving, at the end of the day, when they figure all that out and the dust is cleared, you know, and all that, I mean, that man will probably be dead by then.
Right.
You know? That's how justice works for real victims. They never really get the justice that they deserve. Am I surprised about the story? No. Does it bother me? Yeah, but
it bothers me. Now, I have an issue, and I don't want to make light of it, but you know, they were along the lines, they were talking about sextortion has gone up, and you know, the people find themselves in crazy positions in the legal system because supposedly, a lot of people are being sued because you have these hackers who will either take pictures or just hack into your computer and take your little nasty pictures that you send to me and Mr. J on the low.
I know not what you speak of, sir.
And they are basically holding people for ransom, like, hey, we're going to put these pictures out
if you don't pay us. 347-826-7435, 347-826-7435. Call in. Well, that's been going. I mean, that's nothing new. That's been around. I've been hearing about those, you know, hackers and ransom and all. I've been hearing about that for like, they were doing that with a couple of Fortune 500 companies and I'm talking about big multi-million dollar companies and even mid-level size companies. And most of the time, you would never really hear about it in the general public because, you know, the people that were that were victims of extortion just decided to go ahead, you know, the companies would just decide to go ahead and pay the ransom. And it wasn't like these guys are, you know, like wanting millions and millions of dollars. Most cases, like, depending on the company, it's like anywhere between $20,000 to like maybe $200,000.
Well, I'm just upset that I've never had that happen to me. I'm like, you know,
you want it to happen to you?
I'm like, you can try to sue. I'm like, you know, they say publicity. You know,
I'm just gonna say this. You get enough attention as it is. If you want more attention, hey.
No, it's not the attention. I'm just saying that, you know, if you want hackers out there, if you want to hack me and take my pictures off my computer, well, the one that all the good stuff was on is destroyed now. But
well, no. It's up there in the cloud now.
Oh, it's in the up cloud. There. No, I didn't put nothing in the cloud, but I'm cloudless.
Well, if people want to get at me, hey, come on, you know. I mean, if you want to get on my laptop that's not working correctly right now and hack it, hack away. If you want to get into my phone, hey, have at it.
Yep. Who wants to put Smooth Drummer's balls on the screen? Oh,
well, no, they want to get Chocolate Love tonight. You know, they ain't thinking about Smooth Drummer. They want Chocolate Love.
Chocolate Love.
Yeah, they want Chocolate Love. They want to get into his account. Ladies, you know how to get out. How can they reach you? How can they reach you, Chocolate?
Stop it.
No, really. They know the Facebook page or Instagram.
Just stop it. You know, I know Instagram.
Oh, so now you don't want to advertise. All of a sudden, now you're all shy and coy.
I don't have no Instagram. Look, I don't have the heart and time to sit up there and take pictures all day, every day.
But
you know,
you have. I can never get this straight. Is it an Instagram account or is it a Twitter account?
I've got Twitter. You can hit me up on. You can hit us up on Facebook. Y'all know that.
How can they reach you on Twitter?
Smooth Drummer.
How can they follow you?
It's just Smooth Drama. That's all you got to
okay,
do.
Okay, how can they reach you on Facebook?
Look,
the Smooth Drama Show?
Followers, yes. The Smooth Drama
okay.
Show. How'd that
and
go?
If they want to inbox you?
Smooth Drama is smoothdrama.com. Why you perfect?
And what if they want to talk to you?
They want. It's the same. It's the same.
What's the number? What's the number?
Yeah, stop it. Stop it.
347-826-7435.
Right. Let's put your number out there, Mr. Caramel Love. If I'm talking
okay.
Caramel Love.
347-826-7435. They can call me all day.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because, unbeknownst to y'all, like, I went commando. My man, Mr. J, is going commando Thursday. So we got a Smooth Drama commando challenge this week. We going commando. It's like Jerry Maguire. I'm going. Who's coming with me? Or it's like Will Ferrell.
I go commando... Yeah, we may get our pay shut down because you know me, I'll do some buck wild kind of crazy shit, you know.
Okay. Well,
I'll do it. What do you want me to do? You want to top? You want me topless? You want me bottomless? What? What you want? What you want?
Look, man, don't ask me what I want because that's the day I'm on the Facebook.
You want a full mirror? What you want? What you want?
No,
you
want to
leave it? You know, because I did put a poll up, and only a few of y'all like really responded. Thanks a lot. But for those of y'all that are already in the group, I put a poll up. You just scroll down, you'll find the poll, and ask, your tendencies and how you listen to the show. But I'll post another poll tomorrow, depending on the responses. That's the way I'll go, on how you want me to do my commando picture.
That's how you do it. Okay, Y'all tell Mr. J how you want him. I mean, if you're in the chat room, just say it. How you want him to put it out there. And y'all make sure that when y'all say that, because I'm going to be taking the account of this, and I'm going to make sure that wherever he's going to do it, I'm not going to be there. As a matter of fact, on that note, I got to get out of here. I'm going on break.
You're getting cold. You need to warm up.
Yeah, this is rapper Big Pooh. Eyes wide open. Unlike my eyes going to be Thursday.
Eyes wide open. Oh, yeah. Eyes
pushes and politicians often move with the same rhythm. Speak of government, my thoughts are cynical. So while we focus on the pinnacle, they campaign off everything they label criminal. They not overturning them sentences, pouring and remembering. Dream of ever counting no symbolism of what they know. Liquor in the cup, watching curves grow. My man gave me two, he trying to stack both. See plenty dope like a pizza shop. God preaches by deck, filling from they flock. Pop, pop, lost innocence, pouring and remembering, praying for sinners, no difference between the two, fountain of youth for the chosen few, want to control the population, poison in the food, we got money for war, can't feed the poor, Tupac was on the something, maybe more, but we'll never know.
For the people, right? Wonder how they sleep at night.
I'm sick, Alex Jones with a mortal technique. InfoWars keep still by all from the sheet. Clubs gonna get you, manipulate the feet, you know. Love should have brought your ass home a week ago. Love decided by the color of skin. Love subverted by the need to fit in. Society, why? Watching CNN. The White House just put me back to sleep again. Republican, push the same agenda. Global euthanasia by United Nations members. And stop the act, don't be mad at me. I see the light, but the hands where my eyes can see. Why don't
I?
Don't.
I'm wide open, and I can't.
together, you got to move, drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Big Pooh and Roz Kosz. Eyes wide open.
Hey, Chocolate, right quick. I just got off the page. Just want to give a special shout-out. I'm just going to say her first name. Camila. See, you took one for the team. You played along, and you play in the game, so we got to get you a shirt. Thank you for participating. Also, I got a few inboxes from people who are on my friends list. One person in particular, a dude, I'm not going to say no names, but dude, for real, it's all in good fun. I mean, it's just, you know, two dudes, you know, just joking. We really, really don't want to see you posting anything, but if you want to post your commando pitch, you're in the group. I'm not going to say no names. You're in the group. Go ahead and do it. You don't need to send it to me or to Smooth. Just go and do it.
Hey.
If you inbox me with your picture, I'm putting you on full blast. I'm just letting you know that now.
Whoa.
Call it a double standard or whatever, but I don't need your picture in my inbox.
Hold on, Mr. J. Hold on. A second. You got folks trying to inbox you for commando pictures.
Okay. I had a few people inbox me questions on if they could really do it. Okay. And one person in particular, a dude, was like, well, can I inbox you and you post it for me? No, that's not how this is going to work because no.
Hold on.
It's just not going to work that way.
Why are you hating, Mr. J? He wanted you to post for him. That's an honor.
Okay, and all I need is for other people to be questioning, yo, why Mr. J posting men's pictures in the group?
Oh, please answer that question there, Mr. J. Why are you posting?
Mr. J is not going to be doing that because Mr. J don't play that. Call it double standard, call it whatever you want. I don't care.
If you
want to sit and debate other issues, we can do that. But you're not going to be inboxing me your personal pics to put on the page. That's not going to happen.
This is the greatest moment of my life right now.
You are in the group, you know. I added you to the group because I thought that you could, you know, add some content. You know, we in other group together, you post a lot. Now, all of a sudden, because we in this group, you afraid to post your commando picture? Come on now, for real.
Hold on. I don't know the guy, but yo, dude, live your truth. Let me know when you're going to do it. Live your truth. Get your post.
Anyway, Camila, again, Camila, thank you for participating. I hope you're still listening. I hope you didn't sign off yet, but I truly appreciate it. You know, good luck.
We both appreciate it. It's a real good look. Man,
I'm glad. You know what? But I'm glad that you enjoyed me sharing that with you. I'm changing the subject. I'm going in a different direction because I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'd just like to know, for those out there that are listening, how was your Mother's Day? Male, female, whatever. How was your Mother's Day? How was everybody's Mother's Day? Anyway, on that note, you got real quiet all of a sudden.
Speaking of Mother's Day, I haven't done this in a long time. I can't even remember the last time I did it. So, as per Smooth Drama precedent, I have to give a shout out to Woody Allen for still holding the title as the creepiest man, the creepiest father on earth.
Marrying his adopted daughter. Okay.
Yeah. That I mean, I do, you know, it's one of my things. And just in case I forget about it, I always need to remember that creepy fathers. To all the fathers out there, I know it just got through with Mother's Day, but to all the fathers out there, please don't take Woody Allen's title. Please.
Yeah, you know, that's the title I don't think nobody's ever going to try to take, but
I don't know.
Hey, well, you know.
Hey, never, but stranger things have happened.
One other thing I wanted to add before we close the show. For everybody that's out there, we do appreciate you listening and joining in, but we really, 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 really need your input. So, you know, when y'all go to the page or whatever, put some, you know, suggestions about what y'all want to hear on the show, which, you know, topics or whatever, because, you know, this is for y'all just as much as it is for us, but it only works if y'all, you know, let us know, you know, what you like, what you don't like, you know, stuff like that.
You can just talk about how you'd like to.
Man, I was trying to have a serious moment, and you just messed it up because you want to return back to the inbox, man. See?
No, I wasn't even going there. See, you took it there.
Okay, what were you going to talk about?
I was going to talk about, you know, if you wanted to talk about something, y'all could talk about how you'd love to give me the spa treatment and rub me down with coconut oil. I mean, you know.
Who? Me?
No, not you. Me.
Oh, okay, because the way you worded that, it was like, you know, we were doing it for, no, come on now.
No, I am not talking about anything that got to do with rubbing you down. I promise you.
I think we need to have more meetings before we have the show because sometimes we ain't on the same page.
No, because you're on that page because you rattled tonight. Hey, I don't have folks inboxing me trying to send me commando pics. So, look, that's all you, big brother. So, yeah.
Oh, man.
Now, Speaking of that, I don't know if you saw the black women at West Point who are in trouble because they went back to 1970, 72.
They broke code.
Hey, look.
The only reason why I say that, you know, I'm very aware of what you're talking about in the whole situation. I was listening, I don't know if it was on the radio or the TV earlier today or yesterday. But a guy called, no, it was on the radio, a guy did call in who was current military. And he said, and I quote, he said in the code of conduct, you're not allowed to do certain things. Those are one, like what they did with the black fist. Granted, it just sends the wrong message because of hear me out. Because of the group of black women putting the fist up. To them in the military or you know, those who don't know, they feel as though it sends the wrong message. But yet, you see the same individuals, not these females, but you see military personnel in different types of pictures with their fists raised and all that, and nobody says anything. The moment a group of black females does it, and mind you, they're one of the minorities in the military. You have black females and like probably Asian or something like that, you know, those minority groups where they do something, and it's taken totally out of context, and now they're going to be disciplined, but nobody says anything about the overall culture of racism and sexism in the military.
But look, it's not taken out of context. It's real simple. They were saying, because we're at that point where folks are tired of being shot and killed for being unarmed. And for not rioting and rebelling. So, when we're at the point where we're tired of being shot and killed and beaten for doing nothing wrong, for being unarmed, for just being, this is what happens. There's equal.
So, you're saying.
Action.
So, you're basically saying that they had every right. In full military uniform, representing the United States military academy, they had every right to. And it wasn't. Wait a minute, hold up. They had the right to take those pictures. Because mind you, there were other pictures that they took. But that just happened to be the one that was released.
That was the most powerful one. And I mean, it reminds me of my favorite, one of my favorite guys in history, Martin Delaney, who gave a speech to the military, to black men in particular, back in the days right after slavery. He was like, look, you fought in wars. You know how to shoot. Never again will you be subjugated. You know how to defend yourself. And if someone tries to subjugate you, you will defend yourself. And this is from the second person account, from a guy who was following him. So the point is, we're at that point in history. Like, we look back at history, you know, talking about civil rights movement. We're at that point. Now, there's a converging so-called movement, the gay rights, whatever. But at the end of the day, they can still fall back into their culture, whereas we cannot. So, I mean.
I'm not negating or disagreeing with what you're saying or your stance. All I'm saying is that, you know, from what was said or what's been said so far, that from military people, that they broke code. They weren't supposed to do it. I'm not saying that they were wrong for doing it, because I also look at it from the standpoint that in that particular graduating class, or any given graduating class, they posted a picture showing that, hey, we went through 4 years of hell, racism, all the things that they had to deal with, and they came out on top. You know, black power to the, you know, power to the, you know, power to the people, power to black women, power to whatever. That's how I look. But other people aren't going to look at it like that. They're going to look at it like, you know, it's a racist thing.
Right, but the point is, we don't care how other people see it, because they don't see us.
We have to care because somebody's got to care because they're military and they will be disciplined.
Oh, okay, yeah, but see, the point is, they've been caring, and it's all good when you support the mainstream, but when you step out and you support those who are oppressed and underrepresented, then all of a sudden it's a problem. Look, they can't see us, and so we tired of not being seen, so we being seen, we being heard. That's what it is.
I truly agree with you, my brother, but I'm just saying that in this particular case, because it has to do with who? United States military. Who is that run by? A bunch of old white guys. They're going to be treated a certain way and dealt with in a certain way. Guarantee you.
Yeah, we know that. That's a given. That's what happened. But you see, just like those runners 40 years ago who put it down, and they live iconically in our head and in our thoughts and our minds. When George Foreman was selling out and waving the flag, and they was not, one of those things people forget. That's why I don't own the George Foreman grill, but I digress. We gonna be here, and we not gonna be deterred. And on that note, for Mr. J, I am Mr. F the N word, and this is another Smooth Drum production. And you know we out.
All right, chocolate love.
Stop.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth.
Drama.